Deborah Balcom, a volunteer with Hearts of Life Animal Rescue, brought yet another dog up for adoption to KSST Wednesday. Hearts of Life operates a no-kill shelter. I talked with Ms. Balcom about Diana.
Yes, this is Diana. She is a Blue Heeler mix. She and her puppies, along with another adult dog, were found dumped just prior to our big ice storm that we had back during the winter months, and we rescued them. The two of the puppies actually were on the show just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Those were two of her puppies, and they are still up for adoption, by the way. But we took them in, and she is a loving dog. She likes kids. She likes all people. She's not aggressive. She's very obedient. If anybody who's accustomed to dealing with the cow dog type dogs know that they are super smart dogs.
Uh-huh.
And they, once they attach themselves to their owner, that's where they stay. I mean, they are just, they're wonderful, wonderful pets. Not just for working, but they're just good pets.
Did you have an age on this?
The vet seems to think she's probably somewhere around two, so she's a young dog.
Oh, okay. So a young mother here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how can, again, how can somebody adopt this dog if they're interested?
Well, she is actually going to be at PetSense unless she happens to get adopted prior to the 30th and 31st event at PetSense.
Uh-huh.
So if she has not been adopted prior to that event, that time she'll be there. But if somebody's interested in her between now and then, they could call 439-5019. That's the Hearts of Life Animal Rescue number. And if someone does not answer, just leave us a message and we will definitely get back in touch. And,
So it's an easy thing to do, and
very easy.
There's an adoption fee, I believe.
Right, there's an adoption fee. It's a $90 fee, and that covers all her shots. She's already been spayed, so that actually would pay for another dog spaying. That's kind of, we pay it forward, we like to say. So for $90, you get, the dogs have been wormed, they've had rabies, they've been neutered or spayed, they've had all of their parvo, if they were puppies, they've had the parvo shots, so you don't have to worry about that. And so they're ready to go. That's a deal.
Now let's talk about PetSense a little bit. That's coming up, and if people want a good idea of what dogs are available, that'll be a good chance to see at one place.
Yes, yes.
In a couple of days.
We're going to have some puppies. We'll have her two puppies that are still available if they have not been adopted by then. And we have three other puppies that were also part of that same dumping episode. The other dog that was dumped gave birth to puppies 2 days after we rescued them.
My goodness.
So her puppies will be there, and they are Heeler mix also. We'll have some older dogs, which are just, I mean, they're wonderful dogs to have. The older, they're out of that puppy, they're out of the chewing and all that, and a little more laid back than the puppies. But we'll have a variety, older dogs, younger dogs, puppies. If you don't see what you like at PetSense, we've got them at the shelter.
KSST News.